Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Dermatologist Day. It's also National Jewel Day. It's National Canine Veterans Day. And it's National Coconut Tort Day. That looks good. It's a cake with some coconut on top of it and some icing. I'm okay with it, to be honest. I don't regularly order coconut desserts, but I'm okay with it. My grandma used to make a coconut cream pie, and I was always a fan of the chocolate pie. But I don't know. I feel like coconut would be a good alternative. Anyway, well, we do have a couple of text messages. I forgot yesterday, but that's okay. We don't have to always cover contact every episode. Scott from NorCal or Northern California says, "Oh my God, just had my phone read the text I sent you last night. I'm the worst texter ever." Oh, Scott. So I learned on the mix that Scott is not blind, but I think he said maybe vision impaired in some way. I don't know. Was I wrong? I think he said that. Scott, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And so maybe that's why he had trouble texting, because maybe he had to use text-to-speech or something like that. And so that could be the reason that there were maybe a few errors in there, but that's okay. I don't mind at all. It's perfectly fine. Joe in Dallas wrote in, and he says, "Hey Adam, what countries have you not been to that you and Boyfie look forward to seeing together?" Oh, Joe, there is such a long list. Countries that I have been to, let me just pull up an old U.S. map here. A map of the world. Actually, there's a map above my head, but I have a map on the wall, but it's not, oh, well, this is not going to help. I'm trying to, let's see. Let's see here. I've been to Iceland. I've been to England. I've been to Ireland. I've been to Scotland. I've also been to France. I've been to Spain. Mark and I went to Spain on that European trip. Been to Italy. I've been to Germany. I've been to Austria. I have been to Cyprus. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Canada. I've been to the Philippines. I'm probably going to forget something, but I've been to several places. Where would we like to go? Oh yeah, we also have been to the Bahamas, Puerto Rico. I mean, that's not a country. Puerto Rico is a territory of the U.S. But anyway, regardless. Also, the St. Thomas and St. John are also territories of the U.S., I believe. So I guess those are not another country. But I mean, we had to, like, they're islands that we had to, go to on a boat, on a ship, whatever. I'm just looking at this map. Is there anywhere else that I've been that that I didn't mention? No, I've never been anywhere in Africa. Africa scares me a little bit because, and so does South America. South America and Africa both kind of freak me out a little bit, but mainly because, I don't know, it's probably misconception, but I just feel like, oh, danger, Will Robinson. Like, I know, especially South America, like drugs, like cartels. I don't want somebody to cut off my hands with a machete. But I also know they're very beautiful, and there are lots of sites that are really beautiful and like really nice to see. So I feel like we will go to South America at some point. All of the countries there at some point, Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, all of them I would like to see at some point. I honestly, we want to see everywhere that we can possibly see in our lives. So, and we try to go to a new place every single time. So Mark kind of laughs at me because he's like, you were so afraid of South America. But yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of fear. I also want to go. So the top of my list at the moment are Australia and New Zealand, which we probably will go to Australia and New Zealand, one of those next year. But we want to see Switzerland. And we probably are going to Switzerland next year for Mark's having his. No, he's not. What's he having? He said it was some kind of milestone next year, but it's not. He's not turning 40 next year. Oh, I guess he is. So next year, Mark is turning 40. That is true. So, because I'm 7 years older than him. He's turning 39 this year, but next year he's turning 40. So we may do Switzerland for his birthday. But everywhere, I mean, Switzerland, you know, would love to, Australia, New Zealand, you know, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Greenland at some point, you know, all of these places. I want to go to some of the South Pacific islands, Samoa and like Fiji and, all of those places, everywhere. I mean, there aren't very many places I don't want to. You should have asked, like, where don't you want to go? We are going to Greece and Turkey and Norway this year. So Greece, Turkey, Norway are the... They're both cruises, but one's a Norwegian cruise and one is a Greece cruise. And so we're going to mark both of those off the list. And I've always wanted to see Egypt, but there are some places that I feel like are so not gay friendly, and I feel Egypt is one of those. And so when I'm looking at places that we want to go, I have these websites I look at for like an LGBTQ plus rating, like a travel rating. And so I try to stick to like green and yellows on the maps for LGBTQ friendliness. Egypt is not. It's orange or red. I'm not sure, but so yeah. Oh, Japan. Japan, we want to go to. I want to go to Singapore as well. And probably China at some point. But again, China's one of those. It's like, you know, not scary. I mean, I know China's not scary, but Korea, like South Korea, probably. It's South Korea that's okay, right? Anyway, lots of places. And there are places I've been to that Mark has not. So I will probably repeat those, like Austria, Germany, France. Mark and I will probably go to those together as well. So there you go. There you go. A lot. It's so many, Joe. Like I said, everything. We love to travel and I love to go see new places, especially if they're pretty. And yeah, we do have a voicemail. I am going to go ahead and play that. I think we have time. I hope I don't run out of time here. But I'm going to go to my old Trello board and we're going to play this voicemail. Here we go.
Adam, it's Dennis again.
Hey, Dennis.
I guess I should have said you're the best thing I've taken to bed with me for the within the last 63 years.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, have a great day.
Well, thanks, Dennis. The best thing you've taken to bed with you in 63 years. That's quite a few years. Nothing else. Nobody else has gone to bed with you that's better? Huh. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And yeah, I just want to have everyone know that voicemail went directly from it, when he called in. I had to do no work. We use Trello, Daniel and I, to plan our podcasts. It's a planning website where you, if you work in project management, it's got these boards that you drag cards into to, you know, whatever. And for the podcast, we have topics that we drag in. And so now every time I get a voicemail, I created some code that uploads the voicemail directly to my Trello card, and the same for the mix. So I'm proud of myself for that. But anyway, regardless, gotta have some fun in life, and coding is my fun. So we finished talking about the weekend. Nothing else has really happened this week. I am trying to decide what to cook for dinner. I'm recording this on Tuesday late afternoon. I'm going to be cooking dinner soon. And I think I'm going to, there was a pasta recipe that I made for throwing down. I think I'm just going to make that again. I've got some chicken thighs that I need to use. And I bought some mushrooms. And so I think I'm going to make this chicken and mushroom pasta. And that's about it. I finished my 10,000 steps for the day. And so I'm on target there. I worked out this morning. And we have a comedian this weekend in St. Louis, but we're trying to find a place to keep to put Sydney the dog, because my parents are going to be out of town and I didn't know. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.